The fans are so in love with Skyrim. At least Todd Howard thinks that it's so. And although the fans all try their best to spite them, he probably doesn't care, he's making dough. And a few years of endless sales, the mods could make a fraction. Too bad that they took that feature down. Todd Howard, Skyrim crazy, just be glad it's him, not you. If you had Todd Howard's money, you might be Skyrim crazy too. You'd beg the fans to pay again and buy it on a whim. But you'd be the only man on earth who still could enjoy Skyrim. Oh no, you still would enjoy Skyrim. This game is always getting older. He knows that it won't always sell the same. And when Todd Howard looks back over his shoulder, he sees a thousand newer, better games. And he knows one day the fans will play a game that isn't Skyrim, while someone younger makes Game of the Year. Todd Howard, Skyrim crazy, just be glad it's him, not you. If you had Todd Howard's money, you might be Skyrim crazy too. You'd beg the fans to pay again and buy it on a whim. But you'd be the only man on earth who still could enjoy Skyrim. Oh no, you still would enjoy Skyrim. Todd hopes they don't have to replay Skyrim, 'cause he doesn't make games anymore. Somewhere in some secluded office, poor Todd Howard staring at the wall. And he can't believe that everybody bought this. He hardly misses making games at all. From millions who bought his game, everybody plays it. Why is it that he feels so alone? Todd Howard, Skyrim crazy, just be glad it's him, not you. If you had Todd Howard's money, you might be Skyrim crazy too. You'd beg the fans to pay again and buy it on a whim. But you'd be the only man on earth who still could enjoy Skyrim. Oh no, you still would enjoy Skyrim.